Thanks to everyone. Right, reconvening the licensing hearing for the Red Hart Bucklesbury Hitchin. And I'll read the decision of the licensing panel. Date of hearing was Tuesday the 16th of April 2019. Members of the panel were councillors Gary Grindle, Ben Lewis and Lisa Nash. Applicant's name was David Adarangun, and I apologise for pronunciation if that's incorrect. Premises address was the Red Hart, 28-29 Bucklesbury, Hitchin Hearts, SG5, 1BG. Date of application was the 4th of April 2019. This is an application for a standard temporary event notice under Section 100 of the Licensing Act 2003. Details of the application are date of event 4th, 5th and 6th of May 2019. Timings, provision of regulated entertainment outdoors from 1600 hours to 100 hours the following morning of each day. Provision of late night refreshment from 2300 hours to 01 hours the following morning of each day. And the sale of retail of alcohol for consumption on the premises from 1600 hours to 100 hours the following morning each day. And the duration of the event was 3 days. The licensable activities, the sale of retail of alcohol for consumption on the premises only, the provision of regulated entertainment outdoors, and the provision of late night refreshment. The details of the event, the kites at the Red Hart will be celebrating its birthday with music, food and drinks. Hosting live bands and DJs. The 10 requests an extension of outdoor drinking and regulated entertainment until 0100 hours the following morning of each day. In brackets, the top of the garden would still close at the licence time of 2200 hours each day. The subcommittee has read the material presented to it and has listened to all the evidence and submissions. The subcommittee has considered the Licensing Act of 2003, the national guidance, the statement of licensing policy, and has decided not to issue a counter notice but to attach the following existing premises license conditions to the 10. Annex 1, mandatory conditions in its entirety. Annex 2, conditions consistent with the operating schedule in its entirety, apart from the following conditions. The designated premises supervisor, DPS, and the premises license holder will ensure that there shall be no late night refreshment activity in the rear garden area, which starts at the end of the main building of the premises after 2300 hours. No drinks shall be permitted in external areas of the premises after 2300 hours on Thursday or after midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. Live music constituting regulated entertainment shall only take place in the function room and pizza barn until 1100 hours. Recorded music constituting regulated entertainment shall only take place in the function room until midnight in the pizza barn until 2300 hours. In making this decision, the subcommittee has taken into account the following evidence relating to the prevention of public nuisance licence objective. The subcommittee considered the objection from the reasonable authority, responsible authority, but were not satisfied that it represented a sufficient public nuisance that would justify a counter notice being issued. The subcommittee therefore felt that it is consistent with the licensing objective of prevention of public nuisance to allow the event to take place. 2. Whilst the 10 is applied for between Saturday the 4th into Monday the 6th of May, and the subcommittee are aware that the events can take place over this period, it was assured by the applicant's statement that it would only take place on Saturday the 4th into Sunday the 5th of May. Rights of appeal. There is a right of appeal to the local magistrate's court, which must be lodged, accompanied by grounds of appeal, and the prescribed fee with the clerk of the court no later than 21 days after being notified of the decision. However, no appeal may be brought later than 5 working days before the day on which the event period specified in the 10 begins. Police closure powers. The subcommittee notes that the police have powers to close premises for up to 24 hours. They may exercise these powers when a temporary event notice is in effect and they are satisfied the event is disorderly, likely to become disorderly or causing nuisance as a result of noise from the premises. Such orders may be only made where is appropriate in the interest of public safety in cases of disorder or to prevent nuisance in the case of noises coming from their premises. And that ends the paper. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Meeting closed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.